Texas holds its statewide primary in March, and local election officials are starting to deal with the effects of the new Republican-backed voting law. In the past week, several big counties have rejected hundreds of vote-by-mail applications because of confusion over new ID requirements. Ashley Lopez of member station KUT in Austin reports that voting rights advocates had warned lawmakers about these issues last year.
The new Texas law requires that people provide either their social security number or their driver's license on their application for a mail-in ballot. And it has to match the ID on their voter registration. The problem is this. A lot of people don't remember what form of ID they put on their registration. That's especially true if they registered to vote decades ago. James Slattery with the Texas Civil Rights Project had predicted this would create a huge headache, and he warned state lawmakers last summer.
It is easy to see the needless chaos and mass disenfranchisement that requiring this matching process will create.
Under the new voting law known as SB1, not having matching ID information is grounds for rejecting that ballot application. In Austin, Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoise said last week that about half of the applications she received didn't meet new ID requirements.
This is all brand new. This is all because of SB1. These are new obstacles for voters. They have never had to deal with this kind of problem in the past.
Officials in San Antonio and Houston also said they were rejecting far higher numbers of applications than years past. Slattery says nothing about this is surprising.
This is literally the exact thing that I and many other civil rights groups warned about.
All of this is having the biggest impact on the few groups who are even eligible to vote by mail in Texas in the first place. Most voters can't. You have to be out of town, over 65, or disabled to vote by mail. And groups that work with voters with disabilities say they are already fielding questions about this.
The questions we're getting is, you know, what do I put in? How do I do that?
That's Bob Kafka. He's part of a disability rights group called Rev Up Texas. He says the new Texas voting law created a slew of new hurdles for disabled voters like him. Besides these changes to vote by mail, there are new rules in Texas for people who need assistance at the polls.
We feel that we've been targeted by the legislature to suppress the disability vote. Whether intentionally or not, that is exactly what the reality is.
In Austin, Travis County Clerk Dana Debevoise is frustrated. She said she's hamstrung because a provision in SB1 prevents her from even talking to voters about mail-in ballots. She says she's been able to cure some ballot applications lately using state databases, but she's waiting for official guidance from the state. Sam Taylor with the Texas Secretary of State's office says they're working as fast as they can, considering this massive overhaul of the state's election code was passed just this past fall.
There are a lot of new forms to update, a lot of new guidance to provide. And this guidance in particular, I think from our elections division, they have told me this is the longest, most comprehensive guidance that they have ever had to issue.
And there's another time crunch. The deadline to apply for a mail-in ballot is in a month. Taylor says his office is directing voters to a brand new state ballot tracking website if they want to fix their ID information. Dana Debevoise says so far the state's website doesn't have complete data. Ultimately, voting groups are advising people to fill out both their social and driver's license number on their application. That way, one of them is bound to be right. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.